You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All right. I was trying to decide exactly what I wanted to do with this, and I have made my decision. And my decision is that I'm just going to play it for you and let you decide what you want to do with this. Chuck Schumer was speaking on the floor of the Senate, and he was doing what is very normal for him to do, which is speaking about a variety of topics and switching gears from one topic to the next. And this is just as it happened. If you don't mind, listen carefully.
And we need a complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration...
BJ?
Excuse me.
What did your wondering ears detect? Allow me to play again with some mild auditory enhancement. This is the part where you're like, man, we got this great local radio host. He's got a philosophy degree too, in fact, and he covers the local news and he gets into the nitty-gritty details of the planning board and the county commission and the tourism development council, and he pays attention to the city council in Milton and he interviews all these people. He's got senators on and he goes out to the base to interview the Blue Angels and he covers all the local stuff. And he listen to this show. It's so mature.
We need complete investigation that's independent. Now on Iran and the NDAA, when all the Trump administration...
Well, you know, when you get to be an age, you know, the body does what the body does. And I don't blame him. He was, yes, the only one in the chambers at the moment. The acoustics in the Senate are pretty good. We know what we heard. Better out than in, I say. Newsmax was actually covering this yesterday, and I was dying. It does remind me that apparently what Chuck Schumer is doing is simply implementing the strategy that was revealed a couple of years ago when Hakeem Jeffries was talking about what the Democrats want to do.
To defend the freedom of opportunity that makes the American dream possible. We will fight hard for the freedom to vote.
Whatever. Whatever it takes, man. You know, whatever you need to do. The one thing, I mean, I don't want to belabor the point, but I do want to give credit where it's due. At least the Senate passed something. Sorry. 14 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man, I'm going to get these texts. Somebody says it sounds like it's been tampered with. No, it wasn't. It was just, I mean, the second version, the second pass, if you will, I did enhance it a little bit. But, no, it's just, you know, the Senate was built for good acoustics, and there's nothing else in there, you know. And you do whatever it is that needs to be done. It's just, you know. Sometimes the truth slips out. 614 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm going to be getting texts later from my boss about this, I'm sure, but there you go. Oh, man, the world's funny. It is. The world is funny. That's all I have to say about that. All right, BJ has traffic on the fives.
All right, still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 17. Center and right lanes are blocked, so just use caution through that area. This History of the Blues is brought to you by Prim and Proper.
Being chosen to fly with the Blue Angels is a great honor and a career-topping assignment. but it is not without risk. Since 1946, 263 fighter pilots have flown with the Blues, and 19 of them were killed while flying with the team. The fatality rate of 7.2% far exceeds that of the Navy's overall fleet. On October 28, 1999, Lieutenant Commander Kieran O'Connor was flying the two-seat No. 7 jet during circle and arrival maneuvers in Valdosta, Georgia. In the back seat was Lieutenant Kevin Colling, who had just been selected to join the team for the following season. The plane went down, and both pilots perished. In April 2007, the Blue Angels were performing at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, when Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis in the No. 6 jet reported by radio that he was out of position for a rendezvous with the other five jets. He pulled a 6.8G turn in an effort to catch up with his teammates. But Davis had insufficient airspeed and altitude to maintain flight control and was killed in the crash. Because it was so early in the season, former Blue Angel Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson, who had previously flown both No. 5 and No. 6 solo positions, was brought back to the Blues for the remainder of the 2007 season. 9 years would pass without a fatality, but on June 2, 2016, Marine Corps Captain Jeff Koos was practicing the split S maneuver for the Great Tennessee Air Show in Smyrna when his jet hit the earth. Although he ejected, he did not survive. The Blue Angels were grounded when a budget battle in Washington resulted in significant cuts to the Defense Department. On March 1, 2013, the Navy announced the cancellation of the Blue Angels season after just two air shows. The team resumed flying in 2014. The Blue Angels' 2015 season saw their first female aviator on the team when Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins, a 2008 graduate of the Naval Academy, began flying in the flight deck of Fat Albert, the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. April 2017 was a busy month at Sherman Field on board NAS Pensacola as the Blue Angels hosted two flight demonstration teams. Early in the month, the Blues were joined for a few days by the French Air Force's flight demonstration team, the 8-plane Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That occurred just days after they and the Blues performed at the Sun and Fun International Fly-In at Lakeland, Florida. 2 weeks later, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds visited for 3 days of joint training exercises that concluded with the two teams performing a combined flyover along Pensacola Beach. I'll be back with more after this.
Summer is here, and Prim and Popper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration is a spectacular sight. Come along as we attend an air show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
At Fishbine Orthodontics, a beautiful smile doesn't have to feel out of reach. With flexible payment options and plans designed to fit real family budgets, Fishbine Orthodontics makes braces and Invisalign easier to say yes to. Comfortable care, thoughtful guidance, and a team that works with you every step of the way. Fishbine Orthodontics, making confident smiles more accessible for every family. Schedule your free consultation and fall in love with your smile. Visit fishortho.com today.
I'm Dr. Isaac Williams, running for Escambia County School Board District 3. District 3 is asking for a change, and I agree. District 3 deserves a representative who will listen, communicate, and stay connected. I'm a retired military leader, a pastor, a community leader, and I'm ready to serve. I'll support teachers, strengthen schools, put students first, and always involve parents. I'm Dr. Isaac Williams. On August 18th, I would appreciate your vote.
Paid political ad by Dr. Isaac Williams, Escambia School Board District 3. Going to see the Blue Angels? Bring your radio or download our app to hear all the narration beginning tomorrow at 3 and Saturday at 11 on News Radio 92.3.
I'd like to see the whole world smiling with me.
Thanks, Green Joe. Smile. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. The texts I'm getting related to the Chuck Schumer wind passage. I know. You want to think so highly of this show and this station, and then I do stuff like that, and it really makes you wonder.
And you want a Marconi.
Yeah, sure enough. it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to believe. We got a text. Somebody says, your wife just called a divorce attorney. Man, if that would do it, it would have happened long ago. Somebody else says, I missed it. Did they pass the gas energy bill yesterday? If there was any better proof that Chuck Schumer is full of hot air, I don't know what it is. We'll just move on. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. President Trump planning a big primetime speech tonight. I'm sure you're looking forward to staying up for that.
Oh, can't wait. I'm so eager to find out how the election was stolen 43 times. Yes, it's going to be fabulous. What time is it at tonight?
It is 9 p.m. Eastern.
I can't believe I have to watch this at 8 o'clock tonight. 9 o'clock Eastern. 8 o'clock. Okay.
I don't know the last time I've made it through a primetime address. I'm getting so
all a guy can hope for is it's short, which means we're screwed. Go on.
Wildfires are burning.
What's your over-under on the time?
Oh, over. It's going to go way over.
How much time in his life has he spent claiming that the election
He's got a lot to say.
I mean, this is
over and over.
Dozens and dozens of hours. I mean, I think there might be like charts. There might be piles of evidence.
Only
the
best charts.
I don't know what.
Only the best evidence.
The greatest charts ever. Yeah. Okay.
My favorite charts.
I think 40 minutes. And I will tell you, if what I'm going to do is I'm going to record it. And if it's more than about 5 minutes, I'll watch about 5 minutes. I'll give the president 5 minutes.
I'm guessing it goes over an hour.
Oh, good Lord. All right, what else you got?
Hour 15.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Could
the
be.
Senate Judiciary Committee will continue hearing testimony today. They're considering Todd Blanche's nomination to be the next U.S. Attorney General. And wildfires are still burning in Canada and Minnesota, causing air quality issues across large sections of the U.S. The smoke was dense and hazy Wednesday from Minnesota to Michigan and upstate New York.
All right, very good. David, thank you so much for the update.
I really thought about pulling out my ABC news journalist, for that.
How serious it is. We're all going to die, just like we all almost died from the Blue Angels yesterday. I'll cover that in a second. The short version is you had a very, very close flyover yesterday. Blue Angel number 3 got well under the 500-foot proximity. I don't know what the number was, and I'm hesitant because pictures can be in the video can be a little bit misleading. My guess, this is a guess, is that we're under 100 feet based on some of the other things that I saw in the shot. But chairs flew, tents flew. Some people got scraped knees or whatever. One kid, they were interviewing, Channel 3 interviewed him. Okay. Now, it could have been worse. Obviously, I think rationally, logically, we all recognize that, somebody could have gotten a little bit more significant, and safety restrictions do exist for a reason. At the same time, the coverage of this by ABC's David Muir last night was so just, I'll play a little bit. I'm going to come back to this 7 o'clock, but this was the big news yesterday here locally.
Too close for comfort. The images just in tonight, dramatic video showing a low altitude flyover by the famous Blue Angels just above a crowded beach. People screaming, umbrellas, tents, and chairs sent flying.
And this was in the middle of reports about flooding and wildfires and boats sinking and people getting shot. Meanwhile, in Pensacola, terrifying moments as spectators barely survived a close pass from Blue Angel number 3. It's just so, like, man. And ABC is the Channel 3, like, WAR, like, national network news partner. So they got whatever got fed up to them from the local, they had access to. They know they should have been able to know that this was not what they're describing it as.
Now to that terrifying flyover for many. Dramatic video tonight showing a low-altitude flyover by the famous Blue Angels just above the beach in Pensacola, Florida. People could be heard screaming, umbrellas, tents, beach chairs, all sent flying.
Yeah, screaming in delight. Happiness. That is joy. Because it took a couple of seconds for the air draft to hit. And like, okay, you know, great. I mean, wonderful time.
Yeah, it was so big. We thought it was Fat Albert because it was huge, but it was because it was so close. And all of our tents got knocked down. Like all of our legs got bent because the metal on it. It hurt his leg, but you know, it was worth it. It was awesome. Best Blue Angels show ever.
Best Blue Angels show ever, she says. Right in the mom, and then she's talking, and then the kid gets interviewed by Channel 3 briefly.
Was it worth the little minor injury you got?
I'd say yeah, it was pretty good. I'm going to remember that for probably the rest of my life.
Yes!
Of course. What did you think? It was thrilling. Like, I thought it was going to be just like you watch plane fly, but no, it was cool.
Yeah. Rub some sand in it, take a picture, and remember it forever. Like, anyway, I don't, it's just, again, I know, okay, there are rules. They exist for a reason. They exist for your safety. I get it. But here's my argument, okay? My argument is, if you could know in advance this was going to happen, and you put out a notice at 8:07 on Wednesday morning, the 15th, in Pensacola, Florida, Blue Angel number 3 is going to fly at, and again, I don't know the actual altitude, but let's say it's 100 feet, okay? Is going to go over the sand, over the crowd at 100 feet and blow some chairs around, and a kid's going to get his knee scraped because of the one the chair's hitting him. What do you think would happen at that exact spot? I mean, we'd have a million people standing. I mean, people would be fighting over the ability to stand right there. So, okay, David Muir, it's terrifying. Sure it is. Which, that's the problem, is these folks think everything is the end of the world, and they sell fear and anxiety and drama so much that, I mean, I don't even know how you watch it. I don't watch it. I only watch it occasionally to catch some piece of information or when I know there's something there that's relevant to us. But, I mean, it's not even healthy. Don't watch it. It's stupid. They're lying to you. They're manipulating you all the time. Anyway, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire. I-10 eastbound, mile marker 17, right near Scenic Highway. Center and right lane is blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, yeah. Somebody texted in. Next in national news, terror on the beach as we conflate the air wake behind a jet with the wake in the water or a wave. Which is exactly right. They claimed it was. I'll just leave it. I'll come back to this. I got a lot more to play for you at 7 o'clock. 7:10, that'll be much more interesting. 6:28 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Texas factory tasked with producing munitions to replace our artillery shells for the last 2 years and $500 million worth of investment has produced, what's the number, 0 of them? It's not great. It's not the number that we were looking for from you. So, yeah, the part of the issue here is they were basically retasking old equipment that was used to make artillery shells before, and it just had to have some things changed on it to make it make the new artillery shells. But the Army spent $469 million to establish the Mesquite facility in Texas to restock the 155-millimeter shells that we've been, you know, using a ton of. And well, they produced a 0 of them. So, not great. 437-1620, 437-1620. I don't want to mention that today. It's probably going to come up tomorrow. This is actually very interesting. In the UK, they're doing something, the UK is at least looking at doing something very different when it comes to teen cell phone use.
The British government announced they are planning an overnight curfew for social media users aged 16 and 17, blocking them from using apps between midnight and 6 a.m. The curfew is voluntary and teens can override the default setting. The change is aimed at helping young people get more sleep and focus on school.
That's interesting because typically, you know, a curfew is put in place for the protection of society from the kids. I mean, there's a little bit element of it of protecting the kids from the things that they might get into after hours. But mostly what you're doing is kids out late at night get into bad behavior and they cause damage or create crimes or mischief. I suppose to some degree it's to protect them from each other. But this is really not to protect the society from the kids. It's to protect the kids from society. And it's to give them a chance to get some sleep. It's to take away that blue light away from them when they're going to bed. You know, you can opt out. It's just a setting. And you can opt out of it. And I'm sure these super non-tech-savvy kids will never figure out how to turn off the setting, right? I'm sure they all will, unfortunately. But it's an interesting idea.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. U.S. airstrikes disable an oil tanker headed for Iran, defying a blockade.
It's a tanker flagged out of Curacao named Belma. U.S. Central Command says the tanker was headed toward Karg Island, Iran's primary oil export hub. The ship ignored multiple warnings. U.S. aircraft fired Hellfire missiles into the smokestack and disabled it.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Witnesses for and against Todd Blanche's attorney general confirmation testify in the Senate today. He spoke yesterday, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
The only thing today's hearing confirmed is that Todd Blanche represents only one client, an awful client, Donald Trump.
Utah Republican Mike Lee on Fox.
He once represented President Trump, but that doesn't mean that he can't serve as Attorney General of the United States. The fact is, they don't like President Trump. They want to smear anyone associated with him.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 76 degrees, and we've got sunny skies this morning. Looking like an absolutely gorgeous day. We'll check with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a few minutes to get that forecast. An update on a fatal crash we reported yesterday. A Milton man is now charged with DUI manslaughter after his 17-year-old passenger was killed in a crash on Munson Highway. Investigators say 22-year-old Dylan Barnhill's truck spun out, crossed both lanes, hit two trees. The teen was ejected and then died at the scene. Troopers say Barnhill was found to be under the influence of alcohol. He is being held without bond at the Santa Rosa County Jail. A former Navy SEAL and two other men are facing misdemeanor charges after illegally killing an alligator in Santa Rosa County. According to the PNJ, Kevin Lax and two others removed the alligator from a fenced retention pond in Milton without a valid permit, then killed it at a home in Gulf Breeze. Neighbors say the alligator, known locally as Allie, wasn't a threat. All three men have pleaded not guilty with their next court date set for September 1st. Well, the Blue Angels confirming what beachgoers saw Wednesday, a lower-than-normal pass during an aerial maneuver that sent chairs and umbrellas flying at Pensacola Beach. The squadron says it is aware of the footage and it is reviewing what happened. Leadership says safety for pilots and the community remains the top priority, and they're conducting a full review to make sure the maneuver met Navy and FAA standards. The flyover happened during the Breakfast with the Blues, kicking off Air Show Week. A 35-year-old Pensacola man is dead after his moped collided with a motorcycle on Wednesday. FHP says that happened at New Warrington Road and Twin Oaks Drive when the moped rider crossed the road without stopping for the motorcycle. He died at the scene. His 34-year-old passenger and the 37-year-old motorcycle rider both suffered serious injuries as well and were taken to the hospital. Troopers are still investigating. Well, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is rolling out a new health screening program for troops. Service members 30 and older will get annual testosterone testing as part of their regular health checkups.
We're just adding this test. Those under 30 can voluntarily choose to get the test as well. If treatment is recommended, it's entirely your choice to receive testosterone replacement therapy.
Hegseth says the goal is optimizing troops' long-term health and readiness. Testosterone therapy remains optional, and Pensacola's Navy community will be among those affected by the new policy. Now, the ECMS Foundation is now taking nominations for its 2026 Health Excellence Awards. The program grew to seven categories this year, honoring healthcare workers, volunteers, and organizations across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Executive Director Laura Griffin says their goal is celebrating everyone doing great work from frontline nurses to nonprofit volunteers. Nominations are open through August 31st. It is 6:35, and let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit madmadd.org. Taking a look at the big board here, we're still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound, mile marker 17, right near Scenic Highway. Center and right lanes are blocked, so just use caution through that area. Also, US 98 through Gulf Breeze, flowing smooth. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at some hot weather today. Temperatures around 92 degrees for your high, 10% chance of rain. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Friday, mostly sunny skies with a 10% chance of rain, high near 93. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Going into Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain, high near 92. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, it's sunny with 76 degrees. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
It's time to love where you work and who you work with. Hi, I'm Melissa with Express Employment Professionals, and we are ready to help. Whether you're searching for a better job or your business just needs dependable employees, every day we're connecting hardworking people with great local companies across Escambia and Santa Rosa County. From skilled trades and industrial jobs to office and professional placements, we're here to help you take the next step. Stop by our Pensacola office or visit us online at expresspensacola.com. Express Employment Professionals, helping people, helping businesses.
This morning at 9, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes opening doors of Northwest Florida's Bruce Cady and Pastor Evelyn Dieterville, a community leader, grant strategist, speaker, educator, and founder of Extra Mile Club Straight Up Incorporated. She's a member of the Homeless Continuum of Care Leadership Council and provides an important voice for the homeless living in the rural communities across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 with opening doors of Northwest Florida.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Here in studio with me is a longtime friend. Gosh, how long have we known each other, Sheldon? Like 10, 12 years,
yeah,
something like that?
Something like that.
All right, get a little bit closer onto the mic there. So Sheldon Hetherington, you can follow him on Instagram. His handle there is Redbird_pilot. Just look up Redbird. You'll find him real easy. He used to be an air show photographer for, God, 20 years, something like that?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 2015.
So he has hung around with all of the pilots, all the civilian acts. He knows them all. He's traveled the country, taken photos, and he took me up with him one time when the Blue Angels were returning to town and got to watch them pass under our plane in front of Community Maritime Park. That was one of my favorite memories. That was so fantastic. My shots were terrible. Your shots were outstanding.
Thank you.
As is always the case. He's been a pilot for a long time. And this is the cool part. You're going to be flying tomorrow in the unofficial preamble, the prologue to the air show, right?
Yes.
So at 10:02 tomorrow and Saturday, or just tomorrow?
Tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay, because it's the same rundown every day. Yeah. So 10:02, if you look up in the sky, what will they see?
They're going to see an aircraft going by at about 65 mile an hour, and it sounds like a weed eater.
So the yellow weed eater will be flying by tomorrow. It's a little yellow plane with some red on it, and you know, you'll see Sheldon waving at you. You'll have plenty of time to see it. It's no sonic boom.
No
made up wake in the water per ABC News or anything like that.
Nothing.
But that's cool. So all of the acts prior to, what, 10:40 or something like that are sort of unofficial civilian participants?
They are. It started years ago with...
Get just a little bit closer. There you
Julian
go.
Julian McQueen. Perfect. He was opening the show with his Widgeon, which is a World War II era flying boat. Unfortunately, that one won't be here this year. It's getting a ground-up restoration, so he won't be flying, but we have a bunch of other pilots that'll be opening, just kind of flying by. It'll just be passes, a couple passes, about 6 minutes each. And then in the start to the actual show really is the search and rescue demo. The guys out of Mobile are bringing in their Dolphin, and they will fly at 10:10, and they roughly have a 12-minute demo. And then everything after that will be them clearing the water as normal, and then it starts the official show.
And I always think that the Coast Guard demo is great because, first of all, it shows you a thing that you don't normally get to see in real life, which is fantastic. It's also, of course, a great tribute to the military, which every part of the show really is, but that in particular, it definitely is. But then it's, to me, I always think it's a nice... It's a nice, sober reminder to people that the Gulf is dangerous and that water is dangerous and that there are people out there doing a very dangerous thing and rescuing you when you've made bad choices or gotten unlucky or whatever. And I think that is a reminder to people that, you know, water safety is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, and you say serious thing, and it's also, you know, something for us pilots. One thing that people don't realize is for the air show itself, if it's calm water, if you see a mirror, that's very hard to fly over.
It's disorienting to you?
It's hard because you have no depth perception.
Oh, okay. So you don't know how far the water is from you because there's no texture to it.
Yeah. So if there's any kind of a breeze blowing, we'd love that.
Really? Interesting. I've never thought about that because I'm not a pilot. So when people are watching these civilian acts, one of the things, you know, Greg McWhorter and I always like to talk about this. He's passionate about this because, you know, the Blue Angels are the centerpiece, okay, and the F-35 and the B-1 are all fantastic and all the others. But, you know, Blue Angels are the centerpiece, but what people don't realize is that there's an entire ecosystem of the civilian performers who make a living doing this, travel around doing this, invest decades of their lives in doing this. And if it weren't for them... You really couldn't do air shows without them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's funny because Skip Stewart, who will fly Prometheus, and Kevin Coleman, you know, Kevin Coleman's the exception where he works with Red Bull. You know, he is employed by them, and so he's got that. And a lot of guys, I know Skip Stewart, he flies for FedEx.
Okay.
That is his, you know, primary job, and he's been doing that for a long, long time. And a lot of other people have other things, you know, that they're doing on, you know, this is the fun flying for them, you know. And like me, you know, I'm doing this for fun. My real job is a lineman out at the airport, fueling, parking.
I brought in, you know, some of the guys for the show this week, and we brought in the Rebel helicopter. Aaron Fitzgerald came in yesterday. I towed it to the hangar, put it in the hangar. And then, you know, the fun part will be to go out there and do that, you know, fly myself.
And, you know, I was thinking about this because you and I were talking off the air that if you fly at 10:02, you take off from Pensacola, from the civilian side, you know, the commercial aviation side. Mm-hmm. You take off from there, you fly, and then you're not going to get back out to the beach. So you don't even get to watch the air show.
No, but, you know, when you've seen the show for a decade out here, and longer, really, just because I've lived here all my life, but you know what's going on. So you know everything about what's going on in your head, so you can play it all back, and you can and the fun part is going back and saying, how was the show for you, how'd it go, how, you know, to the other guys, and we can kind of just get it from that vantage point.
You get the debrief after from all of them, because everybody other than the Blue Angels takes off from the airport, from Pensacola Airport.
Them and the Coast Guard's even with us.
From Mobile, they come from the airport.
They came from Mobile and landed over here. They'll be here all weekend at Pensacola Airport, staging here, and then they'll go out to the beach.
We'll come back to this in just a second. We got Sheldon Hetherington here in studio with me. He's a longtime friend, airshow photographer for two decades, I think, and you know, a pilot. He'll be in the show tomorrow and also on Saturday. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire, I-10 eastbound, right at mile marker 17, right near Scenic Highway. Center and right lanes are blocked. That is starting to cause some serious backups on I-10 eastbound. If you're able to find a different way around that, it's going to be several minutes. Otherwise, I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
So, thanks so much, PJ. Back to Sheldon Hetherington. Now, Sheldon, what are some of the things? Because, you know, the untrained eye, the unfamiliar eye, may not always know what to look for. I mean, the untrained eye is like, ooh, you know, right?
Yeah.
But from your point of view, as really an expert on the civilian air show side of things, what are some of the things that you want people to look for or that they might find interesting to know as they get ready to watch the civilian portion of the performance tomorrow and Saturday? Anything particular, any particular performers you want them to look out for or unusual notes?
Just, I think the biggest thing is these are not stunts. A lot of people go, oh, we're going to go watch the stunt plane. We're going to go watch the guy just do flips, do this, do that. When in reality, I mean, myself included, we go out, you know, mine's 6 minutes. I'm a flat show. I don't do anything crazy, but I still go out and practice and practice and practice. For most of these guys, there's thousands of hours of just practicing before they ever get out there. So nothing is unintentional. It's all intentional. There's always something that they're thinking about to make sure that they're doing it right.
So what is, it sounds like using the term stunt is kind of like offensive. And I certainly, if I've ever used it, I don't mean it to be that way, but what is it? What would make it a stunt? What is it about that word that bothers performers?
Stunt is something that's just off the cuff. Oh, I'm going to go, you know, just do this without thinking about it. I'm just going to go, you know, just for the lack of a better term, yeet it, you know, just, and these guys,
or to make a terrible pun, I'm going to wing it.
Yeah, good one.
There's no winging it. There's doing things you've practiced 100 times.
No flying off the cuff.
There you
so,
go.
You nice. Know, it's just, it's not unintentional. There's nothing about it that is just, hey, look at me. I'm just going to go do this just because. This is, the guys are, a lot of guys will tell you, hey, we, you know, we formed this routine.
Yeah.
So that's
I always think that when we talk about the Blue Angels, particularly because, you know, to somebody who's never seen it or even if they've seen it a couple of times, you know, it looks like they're doing surprise things.
Yeah.
Literally every meter of movement is planned, charted, scripted, practiced. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Boss Bernanke was helping do, and Frank Reiser, when they were doing the transition, you know, they were looking at everything from airframe stress because they want to talk about longevity for the jets, because these jets are very, you know, difficult to come by and hard to keep and maintain maintenance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every part of what they do is very carefully tailored. And I assume the same thing for the civilian show, maybe sometimes for different reasons, but for safety, for accuracy, and to know exactly what to expect, right?
Yeah, like Skip Stewart's pits. That is a pits, but it has been modified so much to tailored to the type of flying he does to make it safer, mm-hmm. to make it, you know, more robust, because he flies that thing hard. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of guys in those airplanes, you know.
Do they do their own maintenance?
Yes, a lot of them do. They'll still have people helping them.
Okay.
You know, but a lot of those guys, because they built that aircraft, he built that airplane.
Got it.
He does everything himself, you know.
One of the things you and I have talked about in the past, it's been a couple of years, but I thought it was such an interesting perspective because you're a photographer. You had suggestions for people on places to watch the air show that aren't the beach, either if they've been to the beach before and want to try a different vantage, or if they, you know, just don't want to deal with the crowd or the parking, or, you know, you wind up going late and, you
there's
can't,
nowhere to come
and you don't have $200 to pay for a parking space that you could rent for that price. Tell folks some of the, you know, where are some of the other locations beside Beach Central, Casino Beach, that you have found over the years are actually really good vantages for watching either the Civilian or the Blues or both?
You know, we used to go into Little Sabine. That's
okay,
a good place if you can get in there or get out.
Yeah, that's pretty packed, too. I mean, getting a boat in is like getting a car in onto the, these days.
Yeah, and you can go as far west as the Cross.
Okay.
And that's actually, the Cross is their 2.5-mile turnaround point.
Okay, so that's one of their checkpoints?
That's one of their checkpoints. That's the furthest out. That's on the edge of the TFR, the temporary flight restriction, where they turn around to go back in. And then you can go as far east, I think, as Avenida 18.
Okay.
And I think that's the other end of it. And, you know, you're not going to see the Civilian stuff as very well. You'll see the smoke trails, but that's about it.
Okay.
But the Blues will be, you know, going around and going all the way down there.
So there's, there's plenty of room within that mile radius, basically, that you can see a lot of things. And it is different. I remember one time we went paddleboarding out to watch at NES Pensacola during one of the practices. And it's just a different vantage when you're kind of underneath it.
Yes.
And watching it, you're not necessarily, you know, you're not going to see the solos crossing in the middle.
Yeah.
But you see other things that are interesting and different and wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of people go out, of course, in the boats to the south side.
Mm-hmm.
That has gotten super popular over the last, 5 years more so than anything. I mean, I know that yesterday the parking lot filled up just for breakfast with the Blues at 7:08.
We were looking at the traffic yesterday. It was insane.
So.
And by the way, for all the people who got there, got a special show.
Yes, they did.
They got a special treat yesterday.
Yes, they did. And, you know, tomorrow and Saturday, it's going to be, you're going to have to be out there at 3 a.m.
I would think, yeah.
And I know a lot of people, of course, camp out there the one time in the whole year that you're going to be allowed and not kicked off for sitting there.
Right. And I've said it before, it's not a big secret, but I'll just tell you, you know, what I do, and it's not for everybody, but I will park in Gulf Breeze and ride my bike across.
Yep. You park around the corner from my parents' house.
Because there's no problem with parking.
Yep.
You know, nobody wants to do that. It's difficult. I mean, it's not fun to bike up there, but you can walk. It takes longer.
Yeah.
Walking is also, I mean, in the heat, when the typical heat day, I've done that one time, and it's a lot, okay, for the ordinary person. So, you know, do it if you're physically able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another option for you.
Yeah.
The other advantage of that is you don't get stuck in the traffic leaving.
Yeah.
You miss the traffic going, and you miss the traffic leaving. So, just, you know, possibilities. Sheldon, any last words for folks? Any bits of advice, whatever you want to tell them, or, you know, make sure to look out for you in the yellow plane at 10:02 tomorrow and Saturday.
Yep, just look up around 10:02 for us. We got about seven guys that'll be flying all the way up until about 10:10, and the Coast Guard will end us and start the show, and just drink lots of water.
What's the best thing from a performer's perspective if they see the crowd? They can see the crowd.
We can see it. We can't hear it, but we love it when everybody waves. Just, you know that we appreciate every single person that comes out there.
Show your appreciation. It's like a parade.
Yeah.
You know, you wave and scream at a parade. They can't necessarily hear the screams over the engines, obviously, but they can see you behaving. And if, you know, it's like anything else, it's encouraging and invigorating to them to see it happen, right?
Yes.
All right, Sheldon Hetherington, again, a longtime friend who I met because of air shows and other things. You can find him on Instagram at redbird_pilot. Again, photographer for a long time. You see him at 10:02 tomorrow and on Saturday as well in the civilian portion of the performance. And don't call them stunts. Sheldon, thanks for the time, man. Thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If your kid is off for the summer and you want to make sure that they're ready for the fall when it comes to math, Mathnasium. Or if maybe there were some things that were troublesome for them this past year, Mathnasium. Or if you just want to make sure that they don't regress, because it's very normal what happens over the summer. They call it the summer slide. About 50% of students lose approximately 2 or more months of math skills. That means when they go back to school, they're not going back as May, June students. You know, they're going back as March, April students. Like they didn't even go for 2 months, which, of course, is not a great thing. So take them to Mathnasium. Get the first assessment is completely free, and they'll figure out, you know, what is your student good at? What is good at? What do they know? What are their gaps? What can we do to help them? I'm a big believer in Mathnasium. My son taught there for a year. Our best friends own the place, and I am a really big advocate for people knowing math, and I do not think that we are doing great with our math education in this country, and Mathnasium is there to help. Plus, there's step-up providers, so there's money available from the state. You know, the kind of the scholarship money is available for you. Mathnasium is located in the next to Fresh Market in the shopping center at North 9th and Airport. Stop by anytime. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle fire. I-10 eastbound right near Scenic Highway. Center and right lanes are blocked. That is causing quite a backup on I-10 eastbound. If you can find a different way around that, do so. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Pensacola Beach RV Resort is the perfect getaway. Family-oriented and pet-friendly, Pensacola Beach RV Resort is within walking distance of world-class beaches, dining, shopping, and more. Stay in one of their beachfront spots facing Santa Rosa Sound and enjoy a private beach, sugar white sand, pool, and tiki bar. Pensacola Beach RV Resort can accommodate large rigs or no rig. Ask about tiki huts, cabins, and bungalows. Visit PensacolaRVResorts.com. Pensacola Beach RV Resort, proud supporters of the Blue Angels.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxton-Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of 4 children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, Hillary and I don't agree on everything.
Anything. I believe that diplomacy should be the cornerstone of any foreign policy.
And I can see Russia from my house.
Have you seen this license plate story, PJ? There's a woman in Florida who got a license plate from the state that said SQZ855.
What's the 855?
Sorry, A. A55. SQZ855.
Oh.
And a 5, in case you don't know, it looks an awful lot like an S. So this retiree...
Good for her.
Hey, you know... Lighten up, Francis. I mean, I think it's funny. But, you know, what you need, every marketing department, every PR department, every thing that produces letters and numbers needs a good 12-year-old boy in there to remind you, nope, not that. Nope, not that. Just like you do with baby names, you know? You make sure that they don't rhyme with anything lurid. You make sure that, you know, you go through that. Everybody who engages in communications and makes anything that other people are going to consume information-wise needs the 12-year-old boy or girl or both, but especially the boy, to be like, no, you don't want to say that. David Wayne's in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Somebody would have paid good money for that license
right,
plate.
Right.
President Trump will address the nation tonight in a primetime speech. The last primetime speech the president gave was April 1st, about a month after the start of the war in Iran. Tonight's is scheduled at 8 o'clock our time.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. What did happen yesterday at the beach? How was it covered by local and national media? Is it a problem? And I'll get you a little reaction from somebody who was there and had a lot of thoughts about it. Coming up next.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP Golf.